Good morning. Still having some problems with my voice, so maybe the Lord will be gracious to us this morning. It's good to see everyone here this morning. It's good to be here in the house of the Lord. This subject may not be very popular with everybody. Now that I've got everybody's attention. You know, after we have a good meal, somebody fixed some really good food and everything, and you got a bunch of leftovers, right? Well, sometimes those leftovers are good, right? They're delicious, and they're just as good as they were the first time. But most of the time, we view leftovers in a negative way, right? You know, those are just the leftovers. Or maybe it's something that you've been using, and it's wore out, and it's going to be left over. I've got a question this morning. Do we give God our leftovers? Do we give the Lord our leftovers? You know, in Romans chapter 12, Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. You know, those sacrifices they had in the Old Testament, those animals that they would bring to the service, there was a certain criteria those animals had to make. Those animals had to be without spot, without blemish. Perfect, if you will. The best they had. Brothers and sisters, we're supposed to present our bodies in the service to the King. A living sacrifice. You know, in the Old Testament, those sacrifices, they were slain, they were killed, they were burned, they were used up. This is a living sacrifice, presenting ourselves each and every day in that service. And the thing about a sacrifice is something that you give up. Well, most of the time people are not worthy. It's not a sacrifice to give up leftovers, right? Oh, no, I got plenty of leftovers. You know, you go ahead and take them. I've been eating on that for 3 days. I'm good, you know. I don't want that anymore. We're tired of it. We don't want it anymore. The leftovers. Sometimes I hear some people talk about, well, I just don't have time to serve the Lord right now. Maybe, you know, maybe when I get done with my career and I retire and I'm done, and you know, then I can start serving the Lord like I should. Then there'll be time to do that. Why? Why until I'm older and feeble? Why not when I'm young, when I'm vigorous, when I have my zeal behind me? Why not in my prime serve the Lord? Amen. Do what I can. Come and be at His service. Amen. You know, I tell you, it's getting harder and harder now for people just to come to church. I'm thankful for every one of you here. Amen. Thankful for every one of you here. Now, I understand there are things that hinder us at times. There's illnesses. There's things that come up. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about the days that, oh, I feel fine, but I've got something else that I want to do. I've got something else I want to do. Do you remember Psalm 1, that blessed man in verse 2? That blessed man, his delight is what? The law of the Lord. Meditating on it day and night. Letting it fill our minds, letting it prey upon our mind all the time. Sometimes that's a sacrifice. And I tell you, most of the time when some people talking about service to the Lord and sacrificing whatever, they're talking about these offerings or the tithing or whatever. You know what? Just forget about that for a little while. It's good for that to happen. There's Bible teaching for that. But I tell you, the most precious asset we have in this life is time. They're not making any more of it, right, for us? We all have an expected end at one time. Some may be shorter than others. We're not promised tomorrow. You keep putting something off and putting something off. Well, I'll serve the Lord tomorrow. You may not have tomorrow. What are you missing out today? What are we missing out today? Today is Sunday, a day that we have laid aside to be the Lord's day. Is it the Lord's day all day? Or is it just the Lord's day until we leave here? It's the Lord's day all day. And if you think about it, every day is the Lord's day. Every day can be the Lord's day. Every day can be a day in the service to God. I don't know about y'all, but I'm moving around. My toes are hurting right now. This is stepping all over me. I'm beating myself up on this. It's convicting when I read the Word of God sometimes. You know, sometimes we have to think about thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me, yes, but they also show me the right way to go. That's the way the Word of God is. That's why we need to be reading it daily. That's why we need to be meditating upon it day and night. There may be something in here for you to use. I guarantee you there's something in here for you to use. But Paul writes, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. By the mercies of God. You know, it was by the mercy of the Lord came and touched and tendered your heart to let you know Him, that you can know Him. If we're a born again child of God, if we've tasted that the Lord is gracious, yes. Brothers and sisters, what did He do for us? Did we get His leftovers? No. Oh, the leftovers and the crumbs that fall from the Master's table are more greater and far better than anything that we deserve. But no. No, we receive from the hand of the Lord bountifully. And He gave His very best. The very best. According to He had chosen us in Him. Who's He talking about? Chosen us in who? Christ Jesus. We're secure in His love. Remember Romans chapter 8? There's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Which is in where? Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, if we stop and think about it, that's why we need to have a daily dose of the Word of God. We need to be reading this, reminding ourselves. Because I tell you what, we can get complacent. We can get lukewarm. We can get to where this is just a mundane thing. Every day we wake up, I just got to read the Bible. I got to check the box off and read this. And I failed to do this. And sometimes it's coming to church. We sing every song, hear every word that's been preached and prayed, and then go home and fail to worship. And go home and fail to serve. I've been there. I've done that. I don't want to show you my closet, how many t-shirts I've got. It's tough. That's why we press into the kingdom. There's opposition on us. And especially a sacrifice, a daily sacrifice, is something that we have to give up. Well, one thing the Lord told us to do, if any man shall come after me, let him deny himself. Sometimes I have to deny myself. Sometimes I have to say, no, I'm going to serve the Lord. We have to make those choices. And that's our choice to make. If we serve the Lord or not. The Lord's not going to make us serve Him. Boy, I wish I could just have a switch I can flip. And I'm just serving Him all the time. You know, the trees and the flowers, stars in the sky, the beauty of this world, declaring the glory of God 24/7. What part of creation doesn't do that? Man. And I'm the creation that He saved. I'm the creation that He watches over constantly. I'm the creation that He loves. I should love Him back. Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. We need to know what those commandments are. We need to read and follow His word. Some people say, well, it's too hard for me to understand. Keep trying. Ask questions. Talk to somebody. Talk to your pastor. Talk to another minister. Whatever. Seek, and ye shall find. Are we seeking? Or are we okay with where we're at? You know, it doesn't matter how old we get or how young we are. We should still need to grow. Grow in the knowledge of the Lord. Know Him better. I appreciate those songs we sing, "Nearer, My God, to Thee." Wanting to draw nearer to Him. I want to be near Him. I want to feel His presence with me. You know, when you love somebody, you want to be close to them. That's the thing. My wife, I want to be with her. Whenever I have an opportunity, I want to be with her because I love her. If you love your Savior, draw near to Him. And we have a promise that if we draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to us. The Lord's never going to tell us, "Well, you messed up too much." The Lord's never going to say, "Be gone forever." Remember, we have those promises. Nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. So when Paul writes, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." It really is. The Lord hadn't called us to do any great things. He hadn't called us to go try to march on anybody or anything like that. What has He told us to do? Love Him and love one another. I know sometimes some people are just hard to love. I get it. They are. But the Lord just says to love them. Now, by loving somebody doesn't mean we have to compromise our belief. Doesn't mean we have to compromise the truth. No. There's no need for compromising in the truth. There's no need for backing down on that. But brothers and sisters, you can disagree with somebody and still love them. You can be at odds with somebody and still love them. And still pray for them. That's about presenting our bodies a living sacrifice. And I know it's probably get tired of hearing the example, but a living sacrifice, the problem with that one is it keeps crawling off the altar. We're not serving the Lord as we should. We need to get back up there. We need to be presenting ourselves before God. We're not going to hide anything from Him. I can't acquaint Him with anything. If I've done something wrong, He already knows about it. So me confessing my sins to Him. You know, it's like one of your children does something, you know they did it, but you would rather them come and tell you. You know good and well they did it. There's no getting around it. Isn't it better when they come, their head held low? "I'm sorry." There's no need to lie about it. There's no need to hide anything. We can't hide anything from the Lord. Therefore, let us present ourselves at living sacrifice. And again, that sacrifice may have to give something up. There may be something that you're taking up your time that's taking away from your time in the kingdom. If it's taking away from your time in the kingdom, leave it off. Find something else. Our service to the Lord should be our first priority. Remember Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness," and what? He's just going to say, good job, you know, better luck next time. No, He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Brothers and sisters, if we put a priority on serving the Lord first and foremost and do that, He's going to bless you with your work and your job. We put the Lord first and foremost in our mind and priority on serving Him, He's going to bless us with our family. Oh, I wish sometimes most people, especially God's people, of course, God's people are the only ones that's going to do this. But anyway, if we would take more priority in serving the Lord like we do with our job. You know, I've got to be there. You know, if I'm not there so many times, I'm going to get fired. If I don't put forth the effort in working for this man, he's going to fire me. Aren't you thankful the Lord doesn't fire us? I am. I'd be on unemployment. We need to focus more on serving the Lord. Serving Him first and foremost. Well, I can't. You know, my job takes so much of my time. You can spend some time with the Lord and ask Him to bless you at your job. And if you're putting forth the effort, He will too. Some people say, well, my family takes so much of my time away. You know, my extended family or whatever. You know, all that kind of time, all that family stuff. Put the Lord first. Serve Him. Present our bodies a living sacrifice. Sacrifice may have to give something up. But I guarantee you, if you're giving something up to the service of the Lord, He's going to bless you. Amen. Do you remember? Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Our labor is never in vain if it's in the service to the Lord. But are we giving the Lord our leftovers? In Malachi chapter 1, interest of time, let's just read verse 8. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person? Saith the Lord of hosts. This is a time when they were sacrificing their leftovers. The unwanted, the blind, the lame, the sick. Giving the Lord our leftovers. So he put it right where the money, where the payment. You know, just give it now to your governor. Present it to somebody else. Will they be pleased with that? Would your employer be pleased with your leftovers? We have to think about that. Our service to the Lord. Are we giving the Lord our leftovers? Have we wasted so much of our time that maybe I'll squeeze in service to the Lord sometime? If we flip that around and put the Lord first, I guarantee you'll start seeing a difference in your life. The Lord will just start opening doors. The Lord will be blessing you because you're putting Him first and foremost. That verse says, seek ye first. It doesn't say seek ye only. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So when Paul writes, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, it's by His mercy that we know Him. It's by His grace that we know Him. It's by Him and Him alone that we know Him. So let us try to do better. There's a place for leftovers. But it's not to be placed, presented to the Lord. We're to present our very best. We're to present the best we have. And some might say, well, I don't have much to give. If you give any of your time, of your service to the Lord, you're giving the best you have. There's some people that have served the Lord in mighty ways and never gave one red cent. Probably because they didn't have it. But what they did have was time. If you feel that you've reached the time and point in time in your life where you cannot physically do anything for anybody, you can be the most mighty prayer warrior out there. You can be on your knees or just sitting in your chair thinking and talking to the Lord and saying, bless these one, bless this one, remember this one. Help my church. Help my family. Bless them. Be with them. And be in service to the Lord. But let it never be once known that we're giving the Lord our leftovers. The Lord bless you.